Oh Allah, rectify our youth and show them the way. Oh Allah, rectify our youth and show them the way. Help them to righteousness, come what may. Help them to righteousness, come what may. Youth matters.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madrasa Channel, welcome once again to our series Youth Matters, and today's topic, Alhamdulillah, I'll share with you in a little while what we'll be discussing and listening to about today. But before I begin the topic, let's listen to regarding the blessings and benefits of Durood-e Pak. Let's listen to a blessing of Durood-e Pak. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, whoever writes Salat upon me in a book, angels will continue to make forgiveness for him as long as my name remains in it. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In today's episode, we are going to be looking at another problem that we are facing, which is growing and increasing in our societies and is a concern for many, which is regarding theft. Theft in many different ways and shapes and forms, which we'll be discussing today, and we'll be trying to inshallah look for some solutions for that, and also seeing and learning regarding the harms of this, and anybody that is indulged in this sin, what are the dangers and the warnings for such an individual. But on the other hand, if that individual, if a person is honest and they are just, there's no doubt they'll be rewarded and they'll gain blessings. There's a beautiful waqia that we'll start off with. It's mentioned that Sayyidina Nafi alayhi rahmah has mentioned that Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala an was once traveling with some of his companions. They stopped at a place and laid out dining mat for having a meal. In the meantime, a shepherd came here and he said to him, come here, have some food. He replied, I'm observing fast. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala an said, are you observing a supererogatory fast in this intense hot day, even though you are herding goats in these mountains? He responded, by Allah Almighty, I am doing this to compensate for my previous days. So this shepherd in the hot days is fasting, intending to test his piety. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma asked him, will you sell me one of these goats? Just sell me one of these goats to me. I will give you its price as well as its meat so you can break your fast with it. He replied, these goats do not belong to me. Look at the honesty. He said, they're not mine. I can't sell them. They belong to my owner. To test him further, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala an said, you may say to your owner that a wolf took away one of the goats. Put ourselves in that situation. This offer is made to us, nobody's watching, nobody's looking, a chance to gain a bit of benefit, a chance to get some money quickly. The slave said, then where is Allah? Allah Almighty is watching. He Azza wa Jal knows the truth and he will punish me for this. When Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma arrived back in Medina, he radiallahu ta'ala bought the slave and the goats from his owner and set him free as well as gifted the goats back to him. By telling the truth, one is honored in the worldly life as well as the life afterwards. His honesty, his integrity, and making sure that he was faithful to his owner. He could have sold those goats, made a little bit of a profit. Nobody would have known, nobody would have been the wiser. But no, he was a person that feared Allah Almighty. He was truthful, he was honest. And what was his reward? His reward was such that he was set free. And not only was he set free, he also became the owner of those goats. So a truthful shepherd. We should be truthful people. Be truthful and honest in our dealings. Make sure that we tell people honestly, if we're selling products, make sure we clarify the condition of that product. And remember, honest person is going to be a successful person. The most beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, I saw a person in hell who used to steal things belonging to the hujjaj, the pilgrims, by using a crooked stick. His stick, it was crooked. And whenever people would see him stealing, he would say, I'm not a thief. What's happened is that just the item got entangled in my crooked stick. He was in hellfire leaning against his crooked stick saying, I am a thief who used to bear a crooked stick. This was his punishment. His excuse was that my stick was crooked. But what was his eventual destination? It was in the hellfire. And he was saying, I am a thief who used to bear a crooked stick. There's different types of thieves today. Easy money, quick money, no need to work, scam something, say something to get money quickly. And those types of scams we are seeing. We are seeing in front of our own eyes. People are not even fearful of stealing from the masjid, taking boxes, taking belongings from the masjid, trying to break into the safe of the masjid, pretending they're offering their salah, and then they're taking something that doesn't belong to them, and that in the house of Allah Almighty. You see people shoplifting. For small items they are shoplifting. They are putting things into their bag and they think that this is fine. They believe and they have their own reasons and their own dalail on this, which is totally wrong. You see people, street muggings around the world. How many times do we hear somebody's been murdered or somebody's been attacked for their phone, for a few mere coins, for their wallet, and they have been attacked or they've been mugged. You see here people taking items from their home or somebody else's home, believing that they're entitled to it when it doesn't belong to them. So this is another way of stealing. You hear of people, there are pickpockets out there that take from your bag, that take from your belongings as you are walking. There's car theft that's on the rise. People believe they can take things from others' cars. Why? Just to make money for themselves, so they can gain some benefit. Also, we hear of scams online. People try and take your details from your card or pretending they're from certain companies to get your details and to get to cash quickly, to become rich quickly. But no doubt they are destroying their life. Buying stolen goods, you're helping if someone is offering you stolen goods. Remember, we are not allowed to help that person in evil and in wrong. Reject those items. Don't buy from that person and don't encourage him by supporting him in buying. You see something cheap, someone knocks on your door, and they say, this item is only for, which normally cost £100, it's only 10, £20. Straight away, alarm bell should be ringing. Now, where has he got this from? Who does it belong to? Or do you think it's a cheap bargain, something for me to benefit? But remember, you are helping that person. He's doing wrong and you are helping that person. So remember, never help a person in doing wrong. Yes, the temptations are there, the world is there, but earn in the halal way. You want to become successful, you want to buy something that you like, then work hard like that person that you are stealing from. That person that you're trying to take from, he's worked hard at the end of the day. He's worked tirelessly to buy the items, the car, the belongings. They belong to him, they're not yours. These are not your possessions. The greatest Prophet ﷺ said to his companions, do you know who a Muslim is? They replied, Allah Almighty and his Rasul ﷺ know best. The greatest Prophet ﷺ said, a Muslim is the one from whose tongue and hand other Muslims remain safe. From the tongue and from the hand. So don't speak bad about fellow Muslims. Don't hurt their feelings. And also from your hand they are safe. Today Muslims are robbing Muslims. Muslims in Muslim countries can't sleep safely because they don't know who's going to take their wealth. Wealth is being taken. In schools, in colleges, Muslims are taking others' Muslims' belongings, their phones they are snatching, and they are making it difficult for them. The greatest Prophet ﷺ further said, do you know who a mu'min is? They replied, Allah Almighty and his Rasul ﷺ know best. The greatest Prophet ﷺ said, a mu'min is the one from whom believers consider their lives and wealth to be safe. So never ever take anything that belongs to anybody else. And remember, for the youth, the environment that we are in, sometimes on the phones, on the gadgets, on all we see around us, that theft is being promoted. There are certain games, which names I can't mention, they promote stealing. There are certain games that youngsters are playing in which they become habitual to seeing and taking things in the game. So in the game, they are believing is they're allowed to take something. So why not outside? And if you know people are taking something, then make sure that you explain to them and they return the item. If parents see that their child has bought something home from school, it doesn't belong to them, then explain to your child this is wrong. Don't let them get away with it, even if it's a rubber. Even if it's a rubber, then explain to that child, this doesn't belong to you. You need to return this item back and don't do this again. And if you turn a blind eye, then what will happen? There's a very famous incident. Individually, he was about to be hanged for the robberies that he had committed and for other things which led to murder and other things that he had done due to his robberies. He was about to lose his life. He was about to be hanged. And he was asked to him, what is your last wish? He said, I want to meet my mother. Everybody thought that's such a great idea that he wants to see and speak to his mother and wants to see that the last person is his mother. And when his mother, she arrived and she came, he called his mother closer and he started to bite away at his ear. All the guards grabbed him, they scolded him, they shouted at him that what kind of person are you? You're about to die and you're attacking your own mother? What kind of individual are you? He said, let me speak and tell you my situation. He said, it's due to my mother that today I'm going to be hanged, I'm going to lose my life. They said, explain, how is that possible? He said, the first day in school, I stole a pencil and I brought that pencil home. And when I brought that pencil home, my mother, she never told me to take it back. My mother, she never shouted at me. And then my heart is started to become more confident. And I started to then take the pencil case. I started to take my fellow students' belongings, their bags, their coats, and valuables, money from their jackets. I started to take their phones. This led to me to get worse and worse until I reached the stage when I started to do robberies on a big scale, which led to me committing other crimes such as murder. And today I have reached now this place where I'm about to die, all due to my mother. So if you see your child, if you see someone doing wrong, then stop them. Stop them. Today it might only look like a pencil, but tomorrow when they're robbing a bank, it won't be funny. Where are your children outside? What are they doing? If they have something valuable, where did they get it from? It's our duty to ask them. Is it yours or does it belong to somebody else? Never take anybody else's belongings. Never ever use anything without anybody's permission. It's mentioned regarding the very funny story which we could take a lesson from, but it's also something that we should try to understand, that there was, as I named him, the cheese gangster. The cheese gangster. How expensive is cheese? 20, 30, 40 pence? And a brother said that he saw an individual in a local chip shop takeaway, and he ordered a burger, and when he ordered that burger, very politely, the person that was serving him, he was a worker there, he was not the shop owner, he said, I want cheese on my burger, extra cheese. And the brother said that they said to him, it's 20 pence extra. He said, I'm not paying. And he became aggressive to them, started to show that he's a street lad, I'm a gangster, don't mess with me, put that cheese on. So cheese gangster for 20 pence. For 20 pence, not paying for the item. And we are going to be held accountable for this on the Day of Judgment. That 20 pence might seem something very small, and you got away with taking cheese because you force your personality, your size, or the gang that you are in. You intimidated the poor worker behind the counter. But it's mentioned that Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma has quoted, whoever takes 3 paisas, three pence of anyone will have to give 700 congregational salahs that we read with Jamaat, 700 as compensation on the Day of Judgment. So someone took 3 paisa, let's just say it was 3 pence today. In return, what would you have to give back to that person? 700 of your congregational salah, the one that you offered with Jamaat. Have we got 700? Do we have 700 to give? 20 pence might seem something very small. Those people that are behind the counter working, remember they are workers. These items don't belong to them. They have a duty to sell them. They have a duty to give them. But how many a time that you see the youngster, the youth standing being rude to them, demanding certain things, give me certain things. It's clearly written that this you have to pay extra for this sauce, extra for this cheese. But no. We want to show our dominance. We want to show that I don't want to pay for this and get away with it. But remember, for 3 paisa, 700 of your congregational salah, that person will take off you on the Day of Judgment. Is it worth it for the cheese thief, for the cheese gangster, to take this item from that person? If we learn further, everything that belongs to a Muslim is haram for another Muslim. His possessions, his honor, and his blood. It is enough for a person to be cruel that he considers his Muslim brother inferior to himself. It's also mentioned that Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mubarak radiallahu ta'ala anhu was about to set off on a journey. A person gave him a letter, just a letter. How heavy is a letter? Very small, light. You can put it inside your jacket. You can easily carry it. It's not a problem. It's not like he's giving him a whole suitcase. It's not like he's giving him something heavy to take. You know, when somebody gives us, when we're going abroad, they say, take this for us. And we say, we've got no space in our luggage. Already my luggage is full. But if someone gave us a letter, we would never ever even blink an eyelid. Even blink an eyelid to say that we were not going to take it. It's mentioned that Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mubarak radiallahu ta'ala said, I have hired the camel. The camel is not mine. I've hired the camel, so I will have to seek permission from his owner, as I have already shown him my entire luggage. And this letter is an extra thing. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Look at the pious people, their thinking, their fear of Allah Almighty. Instead of hired the camel, already have showed the owner that this is my luggage and I have made agreement with him. And the letter's extra. The letter's extra. So fearful of taking something that he doesn't have permission for. And what do we do? What do we hear about? Eating food without permission. As they say, I was gate crashing. I went to the party, I wasn't invited. It doesn't matter there, the food was free anyway for everybody. It's okay for go. Entering, eating food without permission, it is impermissible to sneak into another person's private function. People attend others' gathering without invitation. They go to others' parties without invitation. They eat others' food without invitation. If somebody knocks on the door, they have not ordered any food. They would take that food, they would eat it without even worrying or being concerned about it. It is stated in a blessed hadith of Abu Dawood Sharif. Whoever goes without invitation enters an intruder and leaves as a thief. You leave as a thief without even asking the other person, can I attend? Am I invited? Gate crash, going there, eating without permission. You are entering as an intruder and you're leaving as a thief. The food that you ate, this was not permissible for you. It's mentioned that some people help themselves to full meal by bargaining into gathering was uninvited, despite the fact that the Sharia does not permit one to attend someone's gathering without being invited. It's stated in a Hadith Sharif, attending a gathering without being invited has entered a thief and has exited wreaking havoc. Wreaking havoc. So it's not a little bit of fun, it's not a joke. You are entering as an intruder. You are leaving by creating havoc and wreaking havoc, and you are being labeled as a thief. So if something you do not have permission for, then you don't use it, don't enter it. It's mentioned that Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham alayhi rahmah once found an apple in a watercourse inside an orchard. He picked it up and consumed it. As soon as he ate it, he felt extreme regret. He had not got permission for it from the owner. Therefore, he proceeded towards the orchard in search of the owner. A lady was the owner of that orchard. He apologized for this act. An apple. We are eating things that we've got no permission for. In chip shops, we walk past somebody and we take and we eat something. Without permission, we walk past the fruit shop and we are eating things without permission. And many a times people say, this doesn't matter, it's only a few bites, but these few bites could be very costly. So who's cruel? It's mentioned you wore someone's footwear and went to the toilet. Normally we go to the masjid, madrasa, we can't find our shoes. We're only borrowing somebody else. They're not the footwear of the belonging to the madrasa, they're somebody else's footwear. If the owner comes along in order to go home, realizing that his footwear is missing, he anticipates that they may have been stolen, and he leaves barefooted and depressed. You only went to the toilet for 2 minutes, 3 minutes, he came, he looked for his footwear, he's gone home barefooted, he's depressed. Even though you placed the footwear back, you've come back, you've placed it back in its original place after returning it. But the owner has lost it. Who is to be blamed? Obviously, it's you, and you'll be termed cruel, as a cruel person. This is Islam is teaching us that even this is not allowed. That for a minute, 2 minutes, 30 seconds, you took someone's footwear without permission, and you borrowed them. And that person, he came back. He saw his footwear is not there. He's gone home barefooted, dejected, worried, concerned. You're not allowed to do that. Never ever take anybody's belongings without permission. Even in the home, your brother, your sister, ask their permission. Can I borrow your phone? Can I borrow your charger? Can I borrow your iPad? If they give you permission, then only use it. Otherwise, you'll become like those people that will be classed as cruel. Who is penniless? Who is penniless? Straight away, the answer that will come to our mind is a person without money. A person that does not have wealth. The beloved Prophet ﷺ asked, do you know who is penniless? The blessed companions replied, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the penniless is the one who does not have dirhams, money, and any other assets. The greatest Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, it is in my ummah, the penniless person is the one who will be having salah, he will have fasts and zakah, and on the day of judgment, he would have abused or slandered someone, swindled somebody out of money, killed someone, beaten someone, as from his good deeds, some would be given to the victim and some to the other person before the compensation of the rights that he had trampled. All his good deeds are depleted. They will go away. The wrongdoings of the victims will be transferred into the account of the ruthless person, and then he'll be thrown into the hellfire. He'll be thrown into the hellfire. That's a penniless person. Due to us using other people, taking their belonging, 20 pence, 30 pence item, we are taken without permission, taking pence from shops that belong to the shop, we're only there to allowed to use them. We take those things, items that are very, very small. We are taking them without even considering they don't belong to us. And remember, these we are going to be held accountable for all of this. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Waraq radiallahu ta'ala an said, oppressing the people often becomes a cause of deprivation of iman. Look how serious it becomes. You're oppressing others. Someone asked Sayyidina Abu Qasim, Hakim radiallahu ta'ala an, is there some sin that can deprive a person of his iman? He replied, there are causes of deprivation of iman. And number one, not paying gratitude in the court of Allah Almighty. Number two, not possessing the fear of losing iman. And number three, oppressing a Muslim. Oppressing a Muslim. Try not to take, well not try, make sure we don't take other people's belongings. We are tempted to take anything that belongs to anybody, not even use anybody's item or belongings even for a moment. Even for a moment, for a minute, for a second, never use anybody's belongings without permission. This could be a cause of our downfall and it could be a cause of our destruction in the life to come. Remember, three paise. You owe somebody and you don't give it. 700 salah with congregation. It's not worth it. At the start, the silsila was called theft. Is it worth it? Definitely is not worth it. Not worth it. So inshallah, Azza wa Jal, use your own belongings. Never take something that belongs to anybody else. This comes to the end of today's episode. Youth matters. And youth are normally tempted to do these things. So from today's program, we have learned, stay away from this. Only use your things. If you don't have something, have patience, work hard, try to save up and buy that for yourself, but don't take anything that belongs to anybody else or eat things which you are not allowed to eat or go to places you have not been invited to. May Allah Almighty give us the ability to act upon what we have heard today. This is the end of today's episode regarding youth matters. We look forward, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, to seeing you in the next episode. You take care of yourself. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Keep watching Madani Channel.
Oh Allah, rectify our youth and show them the way. Oh Allah, rectify our youth and show them the way. Help them to righteousness, come what may. Help them to righteousness, come what may.
Youth matters.